We do have an information item. John Osborne is going to give us an overview of the facilities. Hey, Julie. Enjoy your trip next week.
Oh, and the week after that.
Semester at sea ship for 2 weeks.
From where?
Semester at sea ship.
Wow.
Chairman Porter, members of the board, I have a report today that's probably a little different than what I typically provide. I will usually have some video or slides that show you construction and progress of construction, but today I'm going to do something a little different. We have a different set of circumstances that we're dealing with, and we thought we should update you in that regard. We've known for some time that the Ogden College campus has been in need of investment. It has been the top of our priority for quite some time. We have spent over $60 million in investment in the Ogden College of Science and Engineering in the last 10 years. In terms of renovation and new construction, we also have had the renovation of the center wing, the removal of the north wing, and the replacement of the planetarium as our top capital project priority for the last 6 years. Is that
how? No, longer than that. Gosh, 8, maybe 10 years.
Well, anyway,
but because it got phased, as we got the Snell Hall project, it was all one project.
That's right.
But they only did a portion of it, so it's continued to be. We've gone from one project to phase one, phase two. Now we're on phase four.
Correct. So, as you may recall, we submitted our capital plan to you in April. It has now gone into the state, and when the state considers our request and our funding needs for the next biennial budget, the top priority will be for the $48 million Ogden campus renovation and new construction. Why am I telling you that? Because what's happened in the last few months is that the Thompson Complex North Wing has reached a point where, as a result of our inability to invest in it, we could not justify making substantial investments in it to replace major systems. We've been trying to keep it going. My staff and facilities came to me a few months ago and said, John, it's reached a point where we don't even know if we can keep heat on for this coming winter in that building. We have a heating and air conditioning system. It's a two-pipe system. It's been there since 1960. It's 53 years old. It's went through enormous number of years of what would describe as heat-thaw cycles and transitions between heat and air. Let me explain. The same pipes run the cooling. The same pipes run the heat. You do that over 53 years and the system is failing. All the air handling units, etc., in the building are way beyond their projected useful life cycle. So the building itself has reached a point where it has exceeded its useful life cycle. We went to Dean Cheryl Stevens and advised her of this dilemma, and we decided to take a proactive approach to addressing the problem. In other words, why wait till we have an emergency crisis come up when it's 5 degrees outside and we lose heat in the building? But rather, let's see if we can consider the possibility of doing a managed transition to literally move out of the building. So for the last several weeks and presently, we have a plan that's unfolding. We're in the process put things in place so that we can move the folks that are in the building to different locations. It's coming with considerable difficulty. You don't choose to want to do something like this at this time of year. However, I must commend Dean Stevens and her staff on her willingness to try to resolve this. We have prepared rooms in Center Wing and Snell Hall that will allow these transitions to occur. We have movers engaged, etc. So the whole process and the logistics of actually making the transition is in the works as we speak. And the transition should occur by the end of January, just in time for the start of the spring semester. So it's not something we would want to do, but what that results is the end of an era. Thompson Complex North Wing, when we close it this way, we will decommission the building. We will disconnect utilities. We will grain systems. We will do some of those things that we need to take care of what we call decommissioning the building. It will be closed permanently. We will obviously be very anxious to see if we get funding for what would then come, which would be a project to replace that building, not actually replace it, but to take it down and to build on that site some additional instructional space as well as a replacement planetarium. That same project would renovate the center wing. So that's what's on the top of our top priority list of our request for the state. That's what we hope to get funded in this next biennial budget. And if we succeed, we already have plans and drawings well along the way towards being able to bid and award that for our contract. So
the biggest hurdle in reaching this decision will be a change in plans, because over the last several years, as our number one project has been the renovation of the center wing now since 2006.
Right.
But our plan 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago was to use the north wing as swing space. When we renovate the center wing, people vacate the building and they fully occupy the north wing while the construction is going on. Then they move back into the center wing when the renovation is complete, and we tear the north wing down. Well, so much time has elapsed, and yes, we have chosen not to invest money into the north wing because we know it's destined to be raised the sooner the better, as soon as possible. So we have chosen not to put a lot of money into that building, only to tear it down in short order. And so the state's not funded capital projects since 2006, and consequently we reached this point in time. So the problem now becomes, when we do, and I'm confident we will at some point, get the state funding to renovate the center wing, we won't have the north wing to serve as swing space. Therefore, you will see trailers and modular units and other things that will have to get by during the construction period of the renovation of the center wing in order to make that transition. And that's what's kind of disappointing. Well, not kind of, it's very disappointing to us. Because for a, 18-month construction period,
right,
we'll be having to use temporary space to get through that construction period. Now, we have relocated everybody in the building, and that transition is now in place, and we're using existing space, and nobody's in a trailer at this point. But
well, that's unfolding. We're preparing space in center wing now for that transition. The move will actually occur for the most part in January.
Right.
So all of the faculty offices and all of the lab space that was left in north wing is moving to center wing and Snell.
It's not a one-for-one
move.
No. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of consolidation.
Okay.
There's a lot of multi-use of spaces. Classroom space with some research space, because you don't have room for both. We're actually teaching some of the general chemistry labs on South Campus.
So they're making accommodations, still meet their class schedule. It's just relocated. It wasn't 100% occupied building, I need to emphasize.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Okay. It was only partially occupied because there was a plan created in 2003 and 4 that was literally what I would describe as a master plan for the Ogden College Science Campus. In other words, an analysis was performed on all the existing buildings, and a plan was put in place. In other words, when the building of Engineering Biological Sciences building was built, when Snell Hall was built to replace the former Snell Hall, when Science and Technology Hall was renovated to become the math department, except all those things were steps along the way for the Ogden College Science Campus renovation. It was known back that far that North Wing was beyond its useful life even then, and it was unworthy of a reinvestment for renovation. So the spaces that have been created in part to help prepare for this eventuality. So, but at the same time, this is a very disruptive time of year to be doing this. But it's one of those cases where we think it would be better to do it as a managed approach instead of a what I would describe as crisis response mode. because my staff are telling me there are a dozen ways that there could be another failure. Several sections of the building had already been cut off, had no longer had any distributed heat or air for it. And the systems were at a point where they're beyond maintenance. They couldn't even repair them. In other words, the piping was falling apart. Literally, you can't repair something that's non-existent almost. That's how bad it was. So we kept it going, is the way to put it, way beyond its predicted useful life. So now we have to close the building. That's the simple statement. Just thought you needed to be aware of that development. And we will obviously all be watching very closely as the General Assembly convenes with their budget discussions for the upcoming biennium.
Any other questions? Or?
My only comment is, John, you've done such a great job with the appearance of the campus and all the facilities. You know, that building unoccupied, we certainly want to still give the impression that we're open for business, and that's going to be a tough thing to manage.
We'd welcome a charitable gift to tear that sucker down, but you know, probably not.
Can we let the engineering students go there and work on that a little while?
Wait, with the ticket.
That's right. We can name it for you for about a day.
I've had more than one person quest, how much would it be to really demolish this, and what it would take in terms of all the environmental and removal, etc. It's $1 million. I mean, it's right at $1 million.
Is it only a million? Because the demo for Tate Page is always on the capital budget. It's $5 million. You think you'd get out of there for $1 million?
Yes.
Okay.
I think Tate Page has more asbestos in it. I don't think Tate Page would take
it. I think he may be reading something different. I don't know that it's $5 million for estimated for.
It's always on the capital budget. Fine to overestimate.
Okay. Well, I don't think it's going to take $5 million. If we've got $5 million in there, there's something else in that project. It must be more than a demolition. I'm just talking about the actual cost of bringing in a company to do the demolition. It's probably in the vicinity of $1 million.
That's a nice detail.
So if we do that ourselves now, I don't know that we could reimburse ourselves with funding that came later from the state. Because it would be state bonds, and the time would be enough lapse and so forth. I don't think you could reimburse yourself. Ann can better answer that than I, but that's what she usually tells me. Anything else?
Thank you, John.
Thank you very much.
Good luck over the next 3 weeks. Same energy.
Well, that's coming up after him.
We're going to take a break and then go on the Confucius Institute mobile unit. Is met out on
right outside the door. Won't take but a few minutes, but I think you all would like to see that. And our meeting as of last Saturday afternoon, we were leasing that vehicle, and Hein Bein is now providing the funding to buy it. So it will now be ours.
Whoa. Right. That's good.